It's as though every time we do this, it's the first time we've ever done it
for some reason. I thought I was the problem, and then it was you.
I'm hugely the problem. I don't know why. I'm using my old microphone from years and years ago, and I think it'll be just fine.
Nostalgia.
I really wanted to talk this week, and it's not because anything in particular happened, but you know, we couldn't do last week because things happen, and you're a very busy lady.
I'm a busy lady. I am.
You're a busy lady, and you're a single mom.
I am. It's true. Right now, I sure am. It's tough. It is tough. I'm never a person who can have, you know, like an email number. Like, I always read my emails. But I can't catch up. Like, I'm getting so many emails at work and then I have all the other things I'm doing. So I have like, right now I have like 77 emails that I have to go through, but I'm like, kill me now. Cause it's so stressful for me. I'm always worried about it, but that's how busy I am. If that tells you anything.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll do a quick check-in. There are a few things. Part of it is that there are a couple of things that I just really wanted to share with you.
I'm so excited.
And we've talked about some of them. I think that because we do, you know, once again, we do communicate outside of this.
True.
But this is our time to like really like sit down and like talk to each other and like look eye to eye. Have a moment to really talk about things. So I guess, first of all, it's just been an interesting week. First of all, we're recording this on our friend Jesse's birthday.
Oh, Jesse, happy birthday, Jesse.
Happy birthday. We had a nice dinner last night. We went to Thai food. I will also say this, and I won't go into it, but the Thai food is hitting me a little bit.
Uh-oh. Poop.
So it's going to be fine. But I'm a little bit like, oh, that was some Thai food. It was very good.
Spicy Thai food.
Spicy Thai food.
Yeah.
Yum. So my tummy is a little bit like, why do you do this to me? You're very old, Mike. Yeah. You should not be doing this anymore, probably. But anyways, it was very good. It was a fun night. And then the other funny thing that happened. So Jesse's birthday week, basically, he came in to my place of work with some like old roommates and people, some that I knew and some that I didn't. And you know, it was fun, like seeing him and like I taking care of him and like having conversation. But the funniest part of all of it is that at one point I left his table and I was kind of like walking through the restaurant and we weren't that busy. And then he was like calling my name, like he was saying my name from afar. It's hard to explain because in my mind, once again, it wasn't him. It was your husband.
Oh,
because your husband was also at my place. But because I was very confused for a moment of like someone else is saying my name. And then, your husband, who is in New York on and off right now, had come in. So it was also lovely to see him. And then the other funny thing is that I then went back to Jesse's table and I was like, oh, it's so funny. Vanya's husband is here. You haven't ever met before, but because I totally blinked out that we had spent the entire day together.
Yeah, we had a magical day together.
Yes,
my kids,
a beautiful magical
everybody.
Day that I
they love Jesse.
So anyway, so then they got to talk to each other as well, which was really nice. But yeah, it was just one of those weird, like my brain wasn't functioning on all, you know, capacities at the same
like,
time. But anyways,
how do you know each other? Yeah. I know. He was very happy to see you and he was happy to see Jesse. I mean, it's tough. You know, he's working hard a lot, like long hours. And so, you know, it's good that I'm glad that there's people there that he knows. You know, his sister lives there, too. But, you know, you're busy. And then you guys all had to hunker down with the snow.
And that's the other thing. And here's the thing. Like, I don't mind a snowstorm. Like, I don't even mind cold weather. We've had this conversation of cold weather kills the big bugs. I know you hate it.
That's true.
I don't mind it, but I will say like, yeah. And it hasn't been, you know, I mean, our friend Eric, who lives in Pittsburgh, like it was like 10 degrees lower the entire time where he lives.
No.
But yeah, it's been crazy cold. It's been a lot of snow, a lot of cold. We're apparently going to get another snowstorm this Sunday.
Oh,
so we'll see how that goes.
I mean, just good because Adam will get home way before that. So.
Oh, right. Yeah, I do. That was the thing we were talking about when I saw your husband, that he is kind of like flying. He's trying to get back to LA as often as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I'm excited about. I'm not going to let him go back is all. Sorry. I know we need money, but you have to stay home. Can't do it. Nope.
Yeah. And I was talking to him about that as well, as far as not the money, obviously, but like while you're in New York, it'd be fun to like get dinner. But I also, once again, he's working all the time. Like it's a very busy schedule.
But
he gets on.
I mean, you know, y'all have dinner light there. It's not like the suburbs here where you just, you know, have a dinner at promptly at like 6 p.m. So you guys could eat at like 8 or something on a day you have off.
Right.
We'll figure something out.
But yeah, so that's kind of been, you guys have, you know, beautiful Southern California weather going on there.
It's been really nice. It's been really nice. Yeah. I mean, I'm cold because I'm an asshole, but you know, it's great. I honestly think we should go to the pool because it's like, today's going to be 73. I feel like anything above 70, you can go swim, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. And it's a heated pool. When you come, we'll swim, whatever the weather.
Is the pool open year round?
Uh-huh. There's three pools in our neighborhood, but the one that's closest to us, that big one, is open year round and it's heated. I do. And I also like, I would love to go into the hot tub, but it's not hot enough for me. I need it to be hotter. I know. I have a problem. I'm like crazy.
Yeah. What else is going on? You're working a lot. Yeah, how are the kids?
Working a lot. We've got, honestly, this week has been filled with hockey and volleyball and working. And that's trying to feed myself, you know, trying to feed everybody. I did coach an actor who had an audition for a Disney thing, which was fun because I'm still doing a little bit of, you know, youth theater / whatever, acting, coaching and stuff like that. So that was really cool. It turned out so good. She was adorable. But yeah, so it's really cute though. Calvin, my son, is doing a little more hockey and I honestly just love watching him. He's so, he's an intense person. Like, I think he's a little more like me than the other one. He needs to be right all the time. It's very intense. Like, he and I, we clash. I have a feeling like during his whatever rebellious stage, if he has one, is not going to be good between he and I. But Amelia's delightful. She's working her butt off in volleyball. She twisted her ankle rolled her ankle like a couple weeks ago. And then this girl, I'm just like, oh my God, the drama. So I get, the nurse calls me 2 days ago, and luckily I did not leave for work yet. And they're like, well, yeah, Amelia rolled her ankle and she said it really hurts. And the nurse is really sweet. She's like, it doesn't look swollen or anything, but she's very concerned. So they rolled her out in a wheelchair.
Oh, wow.
To my car. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I love her so much, but I'm like, I was like, are you, I feel bad because I should have been like, oh my gosh, are you okay? I was like, what are you doing, Amelia? She smiled at me. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, well, I couldn't walk on it. I'm like, okay, sure. Anyways, later she's just like, I just wanted to know what it was like to be in the wheelchair, Mom. Oh, you stinker. You know, anyway. Yeah, she's a cutie. But yeah, that's basically it. And then we're just, honestly, it feels like when you get in this mode, it's like, sleep, eat, go to work, go to practice, eat, sleep, eat. You know, it's like I'm in a cycle where the days are going by fast and I'm just aging. And it's depressing. It's depressing. Although last night, my mom's here and she and I, after practice, because the practice got done at 7. So, but I was starving. I didn't eat all day. I need to figure out how to eat at work because I'm so, yeah. And of course, I can't think when I'm hungry. You know how right. I am. I'm very upset when I'm hungry. But we went and had dinner and I had two delicious margaritas and I felt like life was going to be fine after that.
Yeah, I will say that like the eating thing is not an issue that I've ever faced because I'm very good at like planning as far as that goes.
Yeah, I'm not. I need to do it. I need to plan. I'm not good at it. I think it might be the ADHD. I just like can't. I don't know. Yeah.
So is Calvin, this is a dumb question, but he's like playing competitive hockey at his age?
I mean, they have like, so we're very lucky. It's like almost within walking distance an ice rink here.
Okay.
And it's huge. So there's like two NHL sized rinks and then there's one smaller, they call it the pond, which is where he has his games. So it's like a half a size of a rink. I actually don't really know. I'm making this up. I actually think it's a third of the size of a, or maybe if I don't, whatever, it doesn't matter. But he is, yeah, there's a whole league. It's not like a city league, but it's maybe one step above that. It's not travel. But there's like, I think there's like, he ends up playing, I want to say like 10 teams. There's got to be 10 or 11 teams. And he's on the Maple Leafs.
Okay.
So they all have like, they're all the, you know, NHL. And I was like, where's the Kraken? They don't have the Kraken. But you know, Adam loves the Canucks and they don't have the Canucks either. But they have the Rangers and the Kings. I love the Kings. I'm a Kings fan. But yeah, now I'm a Maple Leafs fan.
where are the Canucks based out of in real life? Like,
that's Vancouver.
Okay, gotcha.
That's why Adam's, he's obsessed. And we went and saw the Kings and the Canucks, and then I think they saw the Rangers when they were here. The Rangers and the Canucks. Remember, we went out that night and they went to a hockey game. I really like watching hockey. Have you watched it before?
I'm sure that I have.
Are you watching Heated Rivalry? Have you watched Heated Rivalry?
Well, I was going to say, this is going to be our segue into talking about whether you watch Heated Rivalry or not. I remember going, because, you know, our hometown-ish has like a pretty good Coliseum that was built in our time. Like it was constructed when I was in grade school, I guess. Because I remember being like in fifth grade. Yeah, the Tri-City Americans. Is that still a team?
Yeah, my parents have season tickets.
Okay. And Stu Barnes was number 14, I'm pretty sure. That's in my head for the rest of my life, I guess.
He's now a coach.
Okay.
He went pro, and then I think he's now one of the coaches on for the... It's a Western WHL, so...
Just funny, that's in my head forever.
Yeah, it was cool.
And I'm sure that I saw a game there. I've been there. I feel like my junior year...
I saw your sister
there
the last time I went, by the way. She has tickets, season tickets. Your sister.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My sister, yeah, that's where you saw her.
Kim.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that funny thing of like, I'm sure that I've been there. I know that there was like a high school graduation there. I think my junior year, the seniors graduated from there.
Yeah, we graduated from there.
But it's wild to think that like there's that huge Coliseum that I just never really, like, I know that like Jesus Christ Superstar played there at some point when they were doing like a huge tour. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
You didn't remember when, what's her name? I think we're alone now. That girl, she
Tiffany?
Was... Yeah, Tiffany came to the Coliseum I went and saw
when
I was a kid.
Yeah, no, not right. I'm I've been there a couple times, but I feel like it's this big facility that I just never really, yeah.
And your parents weren't really like sports people either growing up.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So have you watched Heated Rivalry?
No, I have not. I have no time. Sleeping with me at night. I can't. But I do appreciate, I'm very excited about it, and I've heard good things. I know that because my very good friend is a narrator for like some of the, romantic, the smut, you know, books. And she was saying that actually it's done very well. Like they take it very seriously. Everybody, it's not, I shouldn't even speak, but she said it was good. And I really trust her opinion. Samara.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's funny because it's not, when it first came out, I was a little bit like, meh, I don't really care about this. And then it truly is, I mean, I am that personality that when something becomes very, I know that there are personalities that when something becomes very zeitgeisty that they sort of reject it, that they're like, I don't care, like it's too popular. I'm not that. Like, I'm sort of the opposite.
That's
where like,
good.
Once it's really in the culture, I'm like, well, I should be aware of this now. Like, I want to get what's happening.
Like for Lady Gaga, right? When I was like, you got to listen to Lady Gaga.
And I resisted Gaga for a while.
And, it's crazy that you resisted Gaga, but yeah.
So it was kind of, and then I did come along pretty early on, once again, once it was sort of being referenced everywhere, that I was like, well, I am going to watch this at some point. But it was also like I was getting ready for the Golden Globe. So I was watching a ton.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I was watching a ton of like TV and miniseries. I still haven't finished Monster because I hate it, but I will at some point try to finish that serial killer television show that I don't. Yeah, it's awful, but I'm trying to get through it. Yeah. But I was like, well, I'll get to Heated Rivalry later. So I watched it last week. I watched it. I'm not really a binger. Like I would only watch an episode a night, but I watched it probably over the course of like 7 or 8 nights. It's 6 episodes.
Okay.
And listen, here's the thing. It's very enjoyable. It's very well made. There are people that are like, you have to get to episode 3, which I get why they say that. I will say that you will get to an episode and you'll think, I already watched this episode. You haven't. So don't be confused. I wish they'd done a little bit better of a job of being like, this is a new episode. You're not watching the last one again. Because then it goes in a different direction. Like it takes the story in a different direction.
Ooh,
and it's a little bit spoiled by like the thumbnail icon. But I it was very enjoyable. There is an episode that the end of it is so exhilarating, I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Really?
Yes. And then, once again, I'm trying to be vague because I'm not going to give anything away. It has a weird season finale. Like the finale kind of happens and I was like, oh, that okay, we're that's it. But and I get that it's because they didn't know if they were going to get a second season. So I think they were playing a little bit with like, well, if this is the last thing we see, let's go ahead and have it be what it is. But it's very enjoyable. Like it's very great. Charismatic actors. You know, there's a whole thing that I was listening to about how, like, you know, it's a small Canadian series. Like, they didn't have much of a budget. Oh. So a lot of it is filmed where they were kind of like, this is our one take. Like, there's not a ton of coverage. Like, there's like, how do we shoot this where we kind of get everything? And
that's
so from
fun.
I really enjoy that aspect of it. I really enjoyed because it doesn't look cheap by any means, but it looks like, well, we're going to film this and hopefully that works out and that's all we got. And I don't know. I thought it was admirably made.
Good.
Yeah.
And I hear that it doesn't leave much to the imagination, which I'm very excited about.
You know, there's a whole thing that I think we may have talked about on this of the fact that like there is apparently much less sex in things these days. That it's sort of a weird generational thing that things have become a little bit more sterile. It's the whole everybody's hot, nobody's horny thing that I think I sent you that article. There's an interesting article.
Yes. Yes. Well, and also PG-13, they can sell more tickets,
right.
You know?
Yeah. I know this definitely is, it has some graphic moments and that's been well publicized that there's quite a bit of sex in it, but it never feels ridiculous to me. Like it never feels like, oh, they're just trying to be shocking. Like it feels indicative of these characters and it feels like it makes sense with the story that we're telling. So, you know, it's not a hot take, but like as someone who kind of resisted, I will say like it's very enjoyable. Like I enjoy the experience of watching it. I'm glad they're getting a second season. I'll be curious to see. Our friend Katie apparently has read the books because apparently this is just like one. This isn't even like the first book in the series. Apparently it's like they've
Katie.
Kind of.
Katie.
Yeah. She reads the dirty
She's
stuff.
She's into that smut genre.
Exactly. And she doesn't listen to this, so we can say whatever we want about her. But yeah. But yeah.
She's like, I love you, but I refuse to listen to this.
We'll not listen to a podcast.
I understand.
And then the only other thing that I kind of wanted to talk about before we get to the couple of things that I wanted to give shout outs to is that we did get, you know, the Academy Award nominations came out.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm happy about a lot of it. I think that I've talked about this. It's been a weird year that there hasn't been a ton of stuff that like I've really loved, but there's a lot of stuff that I admire. Like I kind of knew that Sinners and One Battle After Another were going to be the top nominees, and they were. And you know, Sinners became the most nominated film of all time.
I was worried, honestly, because of the Golden Globes. I didn't know if it would.
Well, it's sort of a thing where like, once again, the Golden Globes are a very specific voting body, and then the Academy is a very, very different, much larger voting body.
Oh, yeah.
It also benefits because there is a new category this year. Like, we have a new category of best casting, which is going to, you know, gave it an opportunity.
Good.
Yeah, it's the first year that we've had that category come up, and Sinners got into that one. But even if that one didn't exist, it still would have gotten 15, which would have made it the most nominated film of all time.
Wow.
And it makes sense because it has a lot of acting nominees, and then it also got into pretty much every single, like, I think they call it like below the line of like sound and editing, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, the sound is incredible.
Yeah, and like beautifully made. It is one that I'm anxious to rewatch because I saw it in the theater when it came out months and months and months ago, and I liked it, and we've talked about it. There were aspects of it that I didn't fully get that I think will benefit from a rewatch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my favorite film of the year, I said last time we recorded, was Hamnet, and that got a nice amount of recognition as well. Paul Mescal didn't get into Best Supporting Actor, which kind of bums
That's
me out.
That's right.
I just, I think that he gives, I think part of it is that Jesse Buckley's performance is so undeniable that it like just sort of draws your eyes. But he does some really amazing work too. And there's no one in that category that I would take out. So it's not like I'm like, he was snubbed. But I do think that what he did is really cool. And, you know, I guess the main thing that I just want to talk about quickly is, and it happened right away. The first category they listed, because I did my thing where I woke up at 8:15 in the morning and made my coffee and got my breakfast and sat down to watch the nominees. And the very first category they did was Best Supporting Actress. And the second name they said, I went, oh, we're not going to give a nomination to Ariana Grande for Wicked. Wow, that felt like one of that film's definite nominations.
Oh, really?
And I will not say who I'd take out.
We saw her, though. I mean, listen, I'm not saying anything, but like, didn't we already see her do it? I don't know. Or she didn't get an award.
I don't know. It bums me out because Wicked was completely locked out. Like, Wicked didn't get a single nomination in any category. Even the categories that it won last year, it didn't get nominated in. And I do think that there was a weird, like, well, we honored it last year and we didn't like this one as much. But it feels bizarre that it didn't get anything. And I guess that part of what I want to say is I hate this narrative of, like, well, Wicked, like, shat the bed in its second part. Because I think that second part is beautifully made. I have thoughts, you know, I have things that I'd be like, well, maybe they could have done this or maybe they could have done that. But I don't know. I just, it kind of bums me out that it feels like we're coming to the conclusion of that Wicked journey of, like, well, that second one wasn't good. Because I think it's a beautiful film and there's beautiful moments in it. And I know people that haven't seen it. Like, I have coworkers and friends that are like, I didn't see it because everyone said it was bad. And I'm like, it's not, oh, wow. It's not bad. Like, the second act of Wicked is tough. The first act is this huge, beautiful, like, joyous, amazing, triumphant ending. And the second act is sad. Like, it is a sad movie. Like, it doesn't conclude with defying gravity. You know, it concludes with kind of a sad, you know, kind of sigh of a moment. And it I don't know. It just bums me out. And I wanted to just sort of talk about how, like, I hope that people see the second movie because I think that it's beautifully made and really beautiful work. And it makes me sad that we're sort of, I have a little bit the same thing with the third Avatar, that there's this weird thing of, like, well, the third Avatar didn't do that well. And I'm like, well, it made over.
Are we in the fourth one right now?
Well, the third one just came out. I don't even know if they're officially making the fourth and fifth, is the honest truth. Like, they've been cast, but I don't know if they've started filming. I don't know what the plan is. The third film made like $1.3 billion and counting, but it's considered somehow not successful because the second one made $2.3 billion.
Oh.
So I don't know. I just feel like we're in a weird place with filmdom right now where it's like, well, you didn't do as well as the other one, so it's not a success. I don't know.
I guess I haven't seen the third one. And I saw the second one with you while the person ate fish next to us.
Yes.
That was so gross. But yeah, I haven't seen it yet because nobody wants to see it in my house. So, and I could go see it by myself, but.
Well, it's also hard because it's 3 hours and 17 minutes long. It's the longest of the three of them.
I think that's part of the problem with Wicked too, though. I think it's like a long, they're, you know, I think people resisted it. That's the thing. I don't know why, but
it's a big commitment. It's a long time to sit in a theater. I don't know. I think they're definitely, for me, both worth seeing. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this either.
Well,
than
I will say I'm obsessed with the actress from Sinners who got the supporting.
Yes.
Wonmi Mosaku.
Yes. I think that's correct. I feel like I'm going to say her name wrong, but yeah, I mean, believe that that's right.
Her performance was like heartbreaking. It's literally the only movie I've seen with the ladies in the category of, you know, it's the only movie I've seen. I didn't see Weapons. I didn't see One Battle After Another, Sentimental Value, or, oh, wow, Elle Fanning got it. Okay, that's interesting. Huh. Anywho, yeah, she was a heartbreaking performance. It was beautiful. I love her so much.
I'll be curious to see which way it goes. I do feel like Ariana Grande not being in the category opens up more room for maybe an Amy Madigan.
Okay.
But Tiana Taylor, it gives an amazing performance. She's just not in a lot of the movie, but she leaves a lasting impression. So I'll be curious to see.
Okay, got it.
It'll be an interesting night. And in some ways, I feel like it'll be kind of a night that I can kind of just sort of like, just going to watch the show because I don't have super strong opinions at this point. I'm kind of like, all right, well, whatever happens, happens. It's just,
I'm team one me all the way for that one, but okay.
I'm curious for you to watch some of the other nominees. She is amazing. I'm not taking anything away from that. But like, hopefully you'll get a chance to watch. You definitely should at least try to watch One Battle because that's, once again, like that's like,
I mean, I love that actress, Tiana.
She's amazing. Hilarious. I mean, like,
she was on SNL. So yes. I'm just like, oh my God, she's so good.
Yeah. And she does give an incredible performance. So I'll be curious to see how it goes. I know you've been busy. Do you have anything that you're digging this week?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, well, I have two.
Go for it. No, so, I can think, but I don't think so.
So two things that these are actually from last week that I was going to talk about, but nothing new has come along to take their places. So I really wanted to bring up, so Hannah Gadsby, who has like three Netflix comedy specials that are amazing. They're all worth watching. They kind of like all sort of take a journey. So I saw their newest comedy special, Downtown, our friend Dana and I went and saw it at this little theater, like way downtown, that I literally walked by the other day. I'm like, oh, that's the theater. Like, I couldn't even tell you where it is. Like, it's this little space. Anyway, we saw it when they were doing a fairly long sit down in New York a while ago, like many, many months ago. And I've been sort of wondering if anything would ever come of it. Well, I got an email of like, hey, my new comedy special is coming out, but it's not going to be on Netflix. I'm just going to release it, the audio version. And it's free.
Oh.
Here's the link to listen to it. But of course, I'm me. So I went to iTunes and I just bought it because it's like $9.99 to buy it. Now, I totally get that, like, it's a lot to ask for a 90-minute listening experience. Once again, bought it and downloaded it and then went for a long walk because I have that privilege of like, I can just take 90 minutes and go for a walk and listen to this. I know. It's not fair. But maybe on your drive to and from work at some point.
That's true. I have a 90-minute drive. So,
right.
Yeah, I'll do it.
It's very unlike their previous comedy specials. But there's so much in there that I think is
it the Wolf?
Yeah, so it's called Wolf. So Hannah Gadsby's Wolf that I really think is worth a listen. It's a different experience, obviously, than watching something. And there are a couple of moments that I'm not sure they land quite as well if you're not seeing what's happening. But I still think it's really well captured. And I hope that people listen to it. It's very worth listening to. The other thing is also a listening experience. And that is that on Fresh Air last week for Martin Luther King Day, they had on an author whose name is Heather McGee, who wrote a book called The Sum of Us, which is a book that I definitely want to like check out. And what I loved about it so much was that it spoke to our troubling times, because we are living in troubling times right now, but it didn't feel dire. It felt, in a way, almost hopeful, as far as it was all about how when we deny others something, we all suffer. It basically was the idea that like rising tides raise all boats, that like when we are equal, we all do better. And the main example that I think about was that she talks about public pools and how public pools were this big thing decades, like a century ago, that public pools became this thing of like a point of pride in cities, of building these beautiful public pools for white people. And that as soon as it became a thing where, well, no, it can't just be for white people, the number of these pools that instead of being opened for all were filled in and paved over. The community said, we'd rather no one get to enjoy this.
Yucky.
But it really happened. Like, it was a widespread thing, and how that just denies everyone of something. And now I'm stating a sort of just like the most obvious example that she gives. But like, there's so many examples of how even through diversity and I'm going to, the DEI, that like we all do better. That there's this weird idea that like, oh, certain people suffer when others are given opportunity. And that's not how it works.
Of course
not. We all do better when we're all given opportunities. So I just thought it was a beautiful listen. It's like 40 something minutes long. It was once again, Martin Luther King Day, Fresh Air. So last Monday, I just think it was a really interesting listen. And it really makes me want to read her book and like learn more about the subject. So I wanted to bring that up as well, because I thought it was really, once again, it spoke to our times and the things that are happening right now and the things that aren't great, but it didn't feel awful. Like, it felt sort of like hopeful. Like, no, when we all do better, we all do better. And it feels like an obvious statement, but it was really interesting to hear it stated by this incredibly intelligent woman. So that's all.
Ooh, those I love are the
things
that
I wanted to bring
sounds
up.
Sounds great. Yeah. I did finish my book, the Project Hail Mary. It was crazy. It was really good. I really recommend it still.
That's cool.
Because I think when I talked about it, I was in the middle of it. And I don't know if you do this, but you know, after you read something or watch something that's really good and it gives you that good feeling, I'm like, I want that feel. And actually Hamnet too. I read that. I had that really good feeling. And now I'm like, what's going to be next? But maybe it'll be the Hannah Gadsby.
It's once again, I'm curious for you to listen to it having not seen it, because I could picture some of it in my mind as I was listening to it, and I'm curious to know how it will come across as just a listening experience. So yeah, give it a listen and let me know how you feel about it.
Okay, I will. I'll do it. I love you, Mike. Are we getting tattoos when you come visit? What are we doing?
Sure, let's do it. I'm down.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I don't have any. It would be a bold move for me, but
I'm mostly excited to have like Mexican food every day.
Oh, we're going to. I'm going to take you on a journey. I'm so excited. Oh my God.
And the other thing that I'm curious about, other than did you ever finish painting your banister?
No.
Okay. Listen, my shelves are still not up. The thing we talked about months ago, I was like, I haven't done my project. I wonder if she's done hers. We both haven't. So I think that's a success for both of us.
No, that neither one of us have done. Somebody, I had a, like, because I'm working, I'm like, I could afford to hire somebody to do it. And the guy was like, you know, you should just finish this.
Okay.
He wouldn't do it.
I will take some comfort in the fact that neither of us have done the project that we talked about 4 months ago.
But now that you remind me, I'm going to work on that.
Okay. I'll try to put today. My shelves up too. The other thing is, does Amelia still care about bubble tea?
Yeah, yeah, she loves that shit. Okay. Yeah,
because I keep thinking when I come into town, we'll go get that. And then I have that because she was very sad last time that we never had a chance because I've still never had it in my life.
Oh, yeah. No, so, she'd really love to take you.
Okay, awesome. Because I had the thought of like, what if she's so over that now? She's like, bubble tea was like so last year.
Dude, Mike, I can't wait for you to like hang. I mean, I know you saw her this summer, but even since Christmas, she's definitely tween vibes.
Okay.
Almost teen vibes. It's crazy. But she's still a nice person, which is funny. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, she's a nice person. Like,
yeah.
I can't say that about my son. I think he's funny and I think he's motivated, but I don't know if he's nice. You know, he's kind of a dick. I love him so much. God bless. And I guess I think I must be kind of a dick too because we're very similar. But she's just so kind. It scares me. I'm worried about her, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to be kind. And then you do have to learn how to also make sure that you're standing up for yourself. And
I know. That's the thing. We're going to work on it. This summer, I think I'm going to put her in some sort of, I don't know, class of some kind. I don't know.
Taekwondo.
I think our kids are going to do summer camps in BC this year. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, because we need to see family. We haven't seen our family in a long time, and we just need to spend some time up there. So I was like, perfect thing is the kids could go do camp. Maybe Amelia will do like a theater camp, and Calvin will do a hockey camp.
Okay. How Canadian.
I know, and you should come visit, and we could have a Canadian adventure.
A Canadian adventure.
I love Canada.
Good.
All right. I love you, Mike Jensen.
Love you as well. And we'll see what happens. At this point, we play it week to week. Because sometimes we're just too busy.
Everyone.
It's all right. We'll be back when we can.
But I really want to get in a cadence of, you know, it's just been hard with being a single mom.
Yeah,
honestly.
I gotcha.
That's the thing.
And hopefully I can get my microphone to work. Hopefully this sounds okay. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, I think it will.
All right.
If not, when you come here, you could take my, I have like 3 mics because I'm a psycho. So you could take one.
Okay.
All right. I love you, Mike.
All right. Love you. Talk later. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursdays, so make sure you subscribe if you want to be a part of the journey. You can follow us on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and me at Mike Jensen 77. You can also listen to my other podcast, We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, with Elise Castle, wherever you get your podcasts. We will be back.
Well, we'll do that. We'll do that when I'm there. I'm very excited to come. Oh, my pee popper just fell down. Okay, that sounded inappropriate.
I love it.